From Lachim Beis, Parag Dalet. Veisho achas min shei b'nei hanavim. Tza kol alisha leimor av l'chi shimeis v'at yodat ki yad l'choyo yoreis Hashem. V'anoy shabol akachas is t'shnei lodai loy l'avodim. So there's this woman, one woman, who is the wife of b'nei hanavim. And who is this woman? This was the wife of Ovadia. Ovadia, if you remember, was the one who hid 100 Nevim, right? Real Nevim. He hid 50 in one cave and 50 in the other cave, right? And apparently he took out loans, he took out loans to be able to feed these Nevim, right? It costs money. You got to feed 100 men, right? It's a lot of money. Right, they asked the caterer once, how do you feed 100 Jews? He said, simple. You make enough food for 200 people, right? And then you have enough for 100 people, 100 Jews. Right? So she, so now, he died. He died. And he borrowed money from Achav and from Yehoram. These two people. Now, Achav already died, but Yehoram is still alive. Not only that, but Yehoram added interest to the loans. So not only did he have to pay back the loans, but he had to pay back the interest, which added up to a lot of money. So so now the collector is coming to collect money from the wife of Ovadia. And she didn't have the money. So what does he do? He takes her children as slaves. Right? Talk about human trafficking. Back then, they didn't have anything policing human trafficking. So he took the children. Now, the interesting thing is that Gemara talks about this idea of when you do a mitzvah, right? Is it possible that you're going to get damaged from the mitzvah that you did? Right? How could that be? Doesn't make sense. You do a mitzvah, and then from that mitzvah itself, you get a punishment, right? How could that happen? Right. The example the Gemara brings is Nechunya ben Akana. Who is Nechunya ben Akana? Nechunya ben Akana was the one who dug wells. He set up wells on the way to Jerusalem, and all the people that came up to Jerusalem to the Beis Hamikdash, they were able to drink. They were able to drink water. And that's not clear if he owned them or if he actually just rented them from the owners. And anybody who wanted water, they're on the way to Jerusalem for the Beis Hamikdash, they could come water. And what happened is the daughter of Nechunya ben Akana fell into this well. Fell into one of the wells.
She drowned?
So she fell in, right? So what happened was is that his daughter ended up being saved. But over there, the Gemara says, how Gemara introduces this idea. How could it be that someone was a tzaddik, he's doing the right thing, he's doing a mitzvah, and through this mitzvah itself comes something bad to him? So that's why this woman, the wife, is crying out to Elisha, asking him for help. She says, how could this be? That my husband did a big mitzvah, supporting the Nevim, and now because of the money that he borrowed to support them, he's now gonna, two of his sons are gonna become slaves. How could that be? Pasuk Beis continues, Vayomer aleha Elisha. Elisha turns to her, and he says, Ma es alach, hagidi li ma yesh lachi lach babayis, v'tayimer elish v'chasecha kol babayis, ki im asuch shamen. So Elisha turns around and he says,
A jug of oil,
right? He says, Ma esalach, what can I do for you? Meaning what? Right? He's asking her, what do you have in the house? Right? Who cares what she has in the house? Right? If you want to make an ace, then pull out your magic wand, say, here's a bag of $1 million, right? Go pay back your creditors. Right? Well, what is he asking her? What do you have in your house? Let me see, let me find out. Who cares? Give her the money she needs.
That's the thing of a mitzvah that's hidden, a miracle that's hidden, and a miracle that isn't hidden.
Well, I'm saying we're going to see in a minute the miracle that happened, but it was a pretty overt miracle.
This is a miracle that's hidden, because it's coming out, but it's coming out from a natural thing. The natural thing that you have is the oil, and it keeps coming out. It doesn't stop. Mm-hmm. That's made from a natural thing. That if somebody came up and says, "Hey, here's $1 million," that's, you know. Well, $1 million is a natural thing too, I guess. But
so the Malbim says that the bracha is only shayra on yesh, right? You can't. There's a very different. It's a very different nace when you have a nace of yesh me'ayin, right? When you create something out of nothing,
right?
It's a very different category of nace. And that, for that category, you need much more of a merit, much more of a schus. Mm. So what Elisha's telling you, listen, I can do a nace, but it's going to be a lower level nace. It's not going to be yesh me'ayin. I'm not going to create something out of nothing. We're going to perform a nace where you're going to have something already, and the bracha has something to be shayre on, and that is going to grow beyond its natural boundary.
The only thing, it just doesn't end. It's there. It's natural in the first place.
Right. Yeah. Now, the Malbim adds as well that the reason why the nace happened through oil and not, I don't know, wine or honey, I'm saying there's many other things that could have happened, was because one of the things that that Avadi did for the Nevi'im while they were hiding in the cave is he used to light candles for them at night. So they would be able to learn, they would be able to whatever. So because he lit candles for them, that's why the nace happened to his wife through oil and not anything else. Okay. let's see further. Pasuk Gimel. Ve'emar lechi shali loch kelim min achutz. Meis kol shchinaichi. Shchinaich. Kelim rekim al tamiti. So he tells her, okay, you got one little jug of oil, no problem. Go to your neighbors, ask them for all the jugs, all the utensils, all the bottles, everything they have. Anything you can get your hands on, any container or jug or bottle, get your hands on it, bring it to the house. Mm-hmm. Right? Because why? You need a, even if you have a bracha, you need a kli that is prepared to accept the bracha. Right? So what he's doing over here is once she collects all these different jugs, all these different utensils, then the Navi can go ahead and say, okay, whatever's here in this room, that's where the bracha is going to dwell. That's where the bracha is going to be. That's why she has to ask beforehand, before...
Get the vessels.
Right.
You can't say, oh, we're finished, go get some more.
Right.
As soon as your vessel's finished, it'll stop coming.
Because he gave bracha to the vessels that are in the room right now. That's how it works. Now, so, and also another thing he wanted her to have enough oil.
But
first of all,
something I heard that he told them to before it started, is bring as many vessels as you can.
Right. Yeah, that's what he's telling you right now.
Yeah.
Before
so
it starts.
She didn't have it in the house at the beginning.
Right.
She went out. She found a vessel store.
Right.
And got all the vessels, and then he brought them, and once it started, that's it. But once those vessels were gone, it stopped.
Right.
You don't know how, you don't have any time anymore. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, right, so Elisha wanted to make sure that she has enough money to pay back her creditors, and enough money
to live on,
after she manages to pay back the debt, she still have money to live on because she had no source of parnasa to live on. So Pasuk Dalet continues, Uvas v'sagart hadeles ba'adech uv'ad b'naich v'yotzakt al kol hakelim eile v'hamale tasi. So he tells her, okay, once you collected all the kelim, then you have to go ahead and close the door. Right? Why? Because we're afraid that an ayin hara, if someone would be able to see it from the street, they would cast an ayin hara on the nais, and then the nais will stop. It's gonna won't be able to continue. So he's telling her, close the door, so there won't be any ayin hara. Ba'adeich v'ad b'naich. You have to make sure that you are in the room, and your sons are in the room. Right? First of all, so he's telling her three things. Three very important details he's telling her over here. First of all, that she should not move from her place where she started pouring. That she can't, like, move around the room. Okay, you know, grab this, grab that, you know, take a little break. No. Once the bracha starts, you got to stay exactly in the same place. Because the way the bracha works is it's chal on one area, one place where she's standing. Then once she moves, the bracha is going to stop. That's the way the system was, is just she stood in one place. And her children kept on bringing her the jug so she can fill them up.
Oh, and she filled the jug.
Yes. Because she couldn't move. Once she moved, the bracha would stop. That's one thing. That's why he's saying that you should close the door, make sure you and your sons are in the room. And a second thing he's telling her is that once she starts pouring the jug, right, she should leave it in that position. She shouldn't put it back down on the table. She's got to leave it in that position up until the end of the nais. And that's what he's telling her, v'yatzakt.
Well, who pushed the other jugs under her hand? Her hand is like this.
Yeah, so her children were bringing her the other jugs.
Well, they would have to push away to one of the
right, and she, right, exactly. So they would take the filled, yeah.
Doesn't go.
Her hand stays like this.
And go.
Yeah, and her sons would take the filled one and bring in the empty ones.
Okay.
Right? That was the system. That's the way it worked. Right, and he's telling her, v'tzakt ala kol hakelim ha'ele, you pour oil on these jugs, meaning only these, only whatever's in the room, nothing else. Right, once you close the door, once the night begins, that's it. You can't add it to any other kelim. Pasukei, v'telech me'itoi, so she listens to him. She follows the instructions down to a T. Vatizkor adels vado vad bonel. Hey magish malel, behi mitzakes. So she closes the door. And she starts pouring. And in fact, you know, all the oil starts pouring. And the system is working.
Let's see, he mentions something here about the price of oil went up.
Right. Yeah, very good.
Gone there and...
Yeah.
And then she asked him, so by weight... until it goes up some more. And he says, no, you got enough. You take it now.
Right. Yeah, we're going to get to there. We're going to see that.
Yeah. All right, right now it stops. Let's say she got 100 jugs of oil.
Mm-hmm.
And a jug of oil now costs, let's say, $2. So she says, okay... Shall I wait now? Shall I go sell it now and then use the money and have it? Or shall I wait till it goes up to $10? Like the way he says, no, take it now. You have it, you take it, and whatever you have is going to be enough for you.
Right. Yeah, we're going to get there. Suppose like Vav, V'hi kimleis ha-kelim, as she fills up all the kelim, v'tomer el b'na, Hagisha Eli Oid Keli, Bayamaleo Ainid Keli, Bayam with the Shaman. So she tells her son, okay, you know, give me the next one. And he says, that's it, we're up. We're out of Kalim. So it sounds over here, the Malbim says that she in fact did not really borrow that many Kalim. That's what the Pasuk is indicating over here. That she asked for another one, and there wasn't any more. Because there wasn't she didn't borrow enough kelim, which means that she only had enough money now to pay back her debt, but she did not have enough money to continue
living
after
living expenses.
Yeah, living expenses after she pays off the debt. So it says Vayamayda Shaman, meaning the shaman stopped.
something else over here that if she would have sold it without asking what to do, when she doesn't get enough, it would have stopped. It wouldn't happen. Now that she asked them, so it became that what she already had was enough for her.
Right. Right. But he said, but the Malbim says also that, and it says, Vayamay the Shaman, meaning it means that it stopped pouring. But there was still oil inside that original jug where the nais begun. So because there was still oil, right, that's why the bracha was able to continue in the future as well. And he didn't stop. Right? Now, unlike what Elisha told her to begin with, that once she fills up all the jugs, then there won't be any more bracha. But no, it sounds like that now, Vayamad HaShaman means that there is still enough oil over there, and it would continue supplying her in the future as well.
Brings another thing he says, is the second thing you learn, the moral, that if one comes upon a sum of money, he should pay his debts before he does anything else.
Very good point.
Before you start spending stuff on furniture and everything else,
right,
make sure your debts are solved. So that's what she said first. Her debts are solved, and then she said...
Right. Yes. It's a very important point. It's a very good lesson.
That's the end of the story.
She told us, pay your debts.
Right, next pay your debts.
Huh?
Yeah, well, hold on. We didn't finish yet. V'tavoy, Pazik Zayim, V'tavoy v'taged le'isha elikim, V'yoyimer lichi michri es ha-shemen, V'shalm yis nishyech, V'at uvonayich tichi b'noisar. He tells her, exactly, go pay your debts first, then whatever's left, so he's promising her, first of all, that this money will be enough to pay off the debts.
But she also asked her if she has to pay tights, truma on it.
Truma. Interesting.
He says, when a miracle took place, she asked the prophet, must I tithe this oil or not?
Mm-hmm.
So he replied, your husband sustained the prophets of law with something that does not require tithes.
Mm-hmm.
You too, on your oil, there is no obligation to tithe because it comes from a miracle.
Interesting. That's very interesting.
Not from olives.
Interesting. I didn't see anything about that.
You know, title miracle.
Right. Right.
Title position. A possession.
Right. Yeah. Interesting. I didn't see anything about that. But yeah, thank you for sharing. So he tells her. So yeah. So first of all, Malbim says that the price of oil went up, like you said, and because it went up, she had enough to pay back her debt. Mm-hmm. And he's telling her now that whatever's left, you're gonna live on in the future, meaning that the nais will continue, the miracle will continue, the bracha will continue from that jug, and that jug will pour more oil anytime she needs more money. It's basically more kind of like a printing press in her basement. Anytime she needs money, all she needs to do is pour oil from the jug. Now she's got more money. Right? It's pretty good. Right?
Make sure the jug don't fall down and break.
Mm-hmm. That wouldn't be good. But imagine that. Imagine you had a printing press in your basement. Right? Mm-hmm. Anytime you need money, go down to your basement, press the button, print, a few $100, boom. You're good to go. New Maserati? No problem, right? Here's $500,000. Go buy yourself a new Maserati.
Well, yeah. Now, one of the prizes that they give out now for the publishing house the every year is $7,000 a month for life.
That's pretty good.
All right. $7,000 don't seem like a lot, but if you have it every week,
I would be very happy with $7,000 a week. Probably have to pay a lot of taxes on that. Okay. Alright, so that's the end of the story. Okay, let's see weiter. Pasuk Ches. Vehi ayoyim, v'yavar Elisha el shunim, v'sham isha gdoyla v'tachzik boy, Lechol Lechem. So he's passing a place called Shunem. And there's this woman there, right? Gdoila means that she was very important. She was a very important woman.
She was Avishag's sister.
Very good, very good.
Sister.
Very good. Avishag's sister, yes. Yeah, she was Avishag's sister. She was Avishag's sister. And she asks him to come eat bread, have a meal in her house. And she wanted the schos to feed the Navi. So anytime you passed by this area, by this place, that's where you would go. You would go to this woman's house to break bread, to have a meal. But Tamar Isha, she turns to her husband and she says, "Hina le'adat ki isha l'kim kodeshu."
Isn't this one of the haftorahs that we learn?
Yeah, I think so.
It seems familiar to me that this story and the other one is in October. We lay one time on after we lay the parsha of the week.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Anyway, so she turns to her husband and she says, "I recognize that this man is a holy man." And the Gemara learns from here that the wife has much more of a sense in regards to the guests if they're good people, if they're honest people or not. The husband doesn't always recognize. The wife has much more of a sense. And this is how we know. We learn this from this story, that the wife has a better sense than the husband. Because apparently it wasn't obvious that he was a Navi, right? Back then they didn't have Google, right? She couldn't just, Google Elisha ben Avuya. So she had to figure out who he was, right? Back then it wasn't easy to know who was who. So she's telling her husband, "I know that this man is a holy man." So she comes up with an idea. What does she say? Pasuk Yud. Nas in the Alias Kir Ketana. She tells her husband, "Why don't we set up a little room for him, right, in our attic? We can give him a little bed, a table, right, a chair, and a
candle.
Anytime he comes there, you can go ahead and sit in his room, right? Do his baidus, right? Back then, that was something that the Navi did, right? A way to achieve nevuah." Was through his bodhidus. You have to elevate yourself, you have to meditate, you have to bring yourself to a place of that you're able to receive the Shechina. And one of the ways of doing it was through music, which we've spoken about. Another way was through his bodhidus, through separating yourself from the world for an extended period of time. And apparently this was a practice that Navim did very often. So she tells him, we'll set up a room for him so he can go ahead and do his baidus over there. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vayi Ayoyim, the day came, Vayavo Shama, Vayasar El Haliyah, Vayishkaf Shama. So he goes over there and he sits down in, in his attic, in his room, and he lies down. Vayavo El Gechazi Nara, he calls, his Shamash, Gechazi. And he tells him, "Kra l'shunami sazois." Go ahead and call this woman. Vegrela v'tam midlafanos. He calls her, and she comes over to him. V'yemrela, v'yemrelai. Emor no aleo hine charadat elinu. It's called a charada azois. Me las islach. Yish ladar belach lamelach oil sarat zava. V'toymer v'tach ami anoichi yishavis. Okay, we're not gonna have.
See, behold, now I know. But she never saw a fly on his table or semen on his sheet. His table was as holy as the altar upon which no fly ever appeared.
Right.
That's how she knows he was a holy man.
Right. Right, right. Okay. Okay. We'll have to stop here. We're not going to be able to finish that story.
Well, he keeps going. His when he made up his bed, she found the bedclothes smelling sweet like Garden of Eden.
Wow.
That's what he said. Rather than Melodorus has used linen usually. You know, you sleep and then you sweat and everything else. It doesn't smell so good.
Right. Right. But, interesting.
Something new.
Yeah. Very nice. Okay, we'll stop there. We'll continue the story next week. Maybe I'll show.